Open House this week will feature guest hosts from the South Mountain Partnership. The South Mountain Partnership is a collaborative network of people and organizations protecting and promoting the agricultural, natural, cultural, and recreational resources of Adams, Cumberland, Franklin, and York counties. Over time, we have transformed into an alliance of citizens, businesses, nonprofits, colleges and universities, and government agencies all working together because we love the place that we call home. Our work can only move forward with the help of our partners, and today we want to highlight the important work they are doing in the region. We hope you will join us. Click the link below or scan the QR code to learn more about our State of the Region project. Welcome to Open House, a program celebrating great people doing great things in our community. I'm Megan Clark with South Mountain Partnership, and joining us today is Sarah Kipp from the Land Conservancy of Adams County. So the South Mountain Partnership is a collaborative network of people and organizations working together to protect and preserve our community that is the South Mountain region, and it makes up parts of Adams, Cumberland, Franklin, and York counties. And Sarah here knows all about that as a partner with South Mountain Partnership. So Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the organization you work for?
Sure. My name is Sarah Kipp. I'm the Conservation Director for the Land Conservancy of Adams County. I've been with the Land Conservancy for about 15 years. The organization was founded in 1995. We're very small. I'm the only full-time staff person. We have a part-time administrative coordinator who's extraordinary, Kathy Johnson, and then lots of dedicated volunteers who help us out with everything else that we do. So to date, we've preserved over 13,000 acres in Adams County through the use of conservation easements. Unlike a lot of other land trusts in Pennsylvania, we don't typically use fee simple acquisition, meaning we don't really own any land ourselves that's open to the public, but instead we use that tool, the conservation easement, to protect our working landscape and privately owned lands.
That's amazing, all the work, I can't imagine. So could you tell us a little bit more about how the Land Conservancy of Adams County views the overall character of Adams County, like the fruit belt and agricultural land, and how you seek to protect it?
Sure. So our members and supporters and our organization really believe that what makes Adams County special is its rural character. So our mission, which I'm not sure I said yet, is to preserve the rural lands and character of Adams County. And that includes its farmland, forest land, wildlife habitat, historic landscapes. You mentioned the fruit belt. We have this amazing, unique agricultural landscape. And we believe that the quality of life in Adams County, why the people who live here continue to do so and want to be here, is because they value that rural landscape, the small towns, and the character of what it is to be in a mostly rural community. What was the other part of your question?
How you seek to protect it.
Yes. So like I said, we use private land preservation. So conservation easements are in perpetuity. So when a landowner decides to preserve their property with a conservation easement, unlike a lot of other tools out there or ways, incentives for protection of land, this one is the only one that's permanent. So it means that when the property owner sells it to someone down the road, if they pass it on to their heirs, those heirs, or whoever they sell it to, have to abide by the conservation easement terms as well. So typically those easements limit subdivision and development or impervious surfaces on the property as a way to protect the open space characteristics and natural resources.
Well, you certainly are doing a good job as someone who came to college in Gettysburg and is now stayed behind to work. I can only speak to how amazing Adams County is.
Yeah.
Outdoor-wise and everything else.
So. Yeah, so I think as you know, like I grew up in a small town in a college town in Ohio, but I think it's great that you're still here from Gettysburg because when you're in college, I think you're so focused on your studies, you might just have stayed to Gettysburg area. So I'm assuming that now that you're out of college, you've had a chance to explore the county more, and there is so much beauty to it. And I think that's one of the reasons that I stayed when I moved here for my job, thinking I'd just stay in Adams County for 2 years and go to the next thing. I really fell in love with the place because it is so unique and beautiful. We have these charming small towns, this beautiful countryside. The battlefield creates this nice preserved landscape around Gettysburg. So a lot of resources for people. And I think, you know, it's great. We want to protect that quality of life for both tourists and our residents.
Absolutely. And it's so important to love the place you're from. And I think that's what makes our partnership so strong.
Yeah.
So obviously, it's clear that you have a lot of passion for the work that you do. what is a project that you are particularly excited about that you are currently working on or will be working on very shortly?
Okay, well, I'm gonna shift a little bit because I've been talking a lot about how our focus is on the preservation of privately owned land through conservation easements, but we actually have a new project that we just finally got off the ground earlier this year that you guys are well aware of. We worked with Boyer Nurseries and Orchards to open a hiking trail. So one of the downsides to me of private land preservation is that the public can only experience it either by enjoying the scenery or by reaping the benefits of course, having local food available, or knowing that we have open space for wildlife habitat. If they're hunting, of course, that benefits them, or if they fish or like to go bird watching. But I think some people really only, the best way to connect to open space is to be on the ground in that place. So I was really excited when Boyer Nurseries was willing to try something new. Of course, they already have apple picking and cherry picking and their hedge maze. They have a lot of ways that you can already interact with their land, but this was a kind of a new recreational opportunity. So in April, on National Celebrate Trails Day, we opened our first bit of a hiking trail. So it's just a little 1 mile loop, but it starts at the nursery and farm market right there on Boyer Nursery Road. And we hope that this can expand into other loops. So I know the family there is interested in expanding it a little bit further into the woods. They have 1,800 acres total, so they have lots of places that we could expand trails to and already have lots of paths. They have those lanes that are running through their orchard, so it's not hard to kind of develop walking paths for the public to use. So I'm really excited about that kind of, a different project for us to try to connect the members of the public to lands that we have preserved so they can experience them in a different way and maybe also learn about land preservation and about our landscape.
Oh, absolutely. And apples are one of my favorite things about the region, so now being able to go get them and hike, that's just
two of your favorite things.
Exactly.
Right.
The perfect intersection of our resources.
Yeah.
Sure. So thank you so much for sharing that. So the South Mountain Partnership, a project we're working on, is the State of the Region report card, which also came with a set of recommendations formulated by our partners. And one of those recommendations is wildlife corridors, and we're very excited about the potential for this. Do you see any intersection with that and your work, and are you excited about the potential to grow that in Adams County?
Absolutely. So, the Land Conservancy of Adams County, much like I think probably any land trust or organization or entity that does land preservation, realizes that one of the priorities is to create clusters of protected lands. And one of the reasons for doing that is to protect wildlife corridors. So it's really important to make sure we have connected protected lands so that those wildlife corridors stay intact or that we can expand them or improve them. And I was thinking about this before the interview because you probably know David McClay, who's the barn preservation specialist with HGAC, another partner entity. But he has told me this story for years where he lives on a road that every spring the spotted salamander comes down from off the hill and tries to make its way to the wetlands across the road at nighttime. And sometimes it's a massacre. And so this story is heartbreaking to me because there's such a special species in our region. And the idea that these creatures that have lived, they live over a decade sometimes, have made this journey back and forth over the years, and then one year they can't make it. It's those kind of things where we need to figure out ways to have those species be able to continue those historic pathways. And land preservation is one way to make sure those corridors do remain.
Yeah, it's as much as we need smart growth in the region, it's a hard reality that comes with it. I think one of my least favorite things is driving around here and seeing a dead animal on the side of the road. And I know that wildlife corridors would really help improve that. And as much as we want to be together, keeping it separate and safe.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting topic today because I feel like for some reason the last few months I've heard in the news a lot of stories about these really impressive infrastructure projects where they're building bridges over highways. And those are amazing. It's amazing that animals know to use those to get to these historic pathways and corridors. But to me, that's such a sad response to this issue. And it's a lot cheaper to protect those corridors before a highway is going through them. So, if I think what we do, land preservation and conservation and working with the partnership, thinking about what those corridors are and protecting them while they're currently existing rather than later trying to find out ways that we could overcome, the barriers we've created for them.
Yeah, and I think that's why we benefit so much from a partnership such as yours. It's going to take a lot of organizations who are passionate and doing that important work that'll help bring this project to life and help keep those animals safe. And also us, because hitting an animal with our car, you know.
Also, right. That's bad for all of us.
Exactly. So as a longtime partner of SMP, what does being a partner mean to you and your organization, and how can we help further your work?
I have loved being a part of the South Mountain Partnership since I started working for the organization. And I started working with the Land Conservancy in 2009. I think the partnership started in 2007. I mean, it was pretty young when I started. It was so mid-2000s. So we've sort of been involved since the beginning. And it really is such an important organization for this region and regional thinking. So one of the things I've been talking about lately to people is, you know, a lot of what the Land Conservancy does is combat failures of our municipal structure. So land preservation is a growth management tool, trying to shape where development occurs, protect our rural landscape so that development happens in the appropriate places. And a lot of the reason that that's an issue in Pennsylvania is because every little township is doing their own zoning and planning, and we're thinking very locally, which in some ways can be good, but when it comes to planning, we want to think more regionally. And the South Mountain Partnership is such a good entity for making that region known to people and getting us to think regionally, and not just about the region, but what kind of other partners could help you with your work, or how does our work relate to each other when it comes to recreation and natural resources and agriculture and all the things that really shape this region and make it unique.
Yeah, and something special about the region is just every partner we've worked with has such a love for their place and where they call home. And if there's a lot of power in unity, if we come together, I think we could do a lot of good.
Absolutely.
That your organization is already getting started with.
Right, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come out and chat with us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been Community Media's Open House.